Placing your right hand on your uterus, or the space that held your uterus. Keeping your left hand upright in a receiving position. Breathing and relaxing. Relaxing. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, and one. Finding yourself on a small pathway, walking into a desert at dusk. The orange-red horizon, the blood orange sun setting, walking into it. Just beneath that blood orange sun is a river of lifeblood flowing into the universe. Into all of the wombs of each woman. Allowing your higher self to guide you to the woman that is sitting under that sun. She is the goddess. Sitting in her vastness and her beauty, holding space for all lifeblood creation. The river is flowing quickly, effortlessly, and continuously. That energy is Ruach, continuously flowing into the womb of every woman, touching it with your finger, knowing, intrinsically knowing that you are part of it, and you always have been. Nothing changes that. Taking off your clothes, if you are wearing any. Stepping into the river of the lifeblood in front of the goddess, naked, vulnerable, willing to surrender your physical uterus, willing to surrender to the healing that is necessary so that you may be made anew. Open and vulnerable, standing in her presence. The lifeblood river is warm, thick. Allowing her to take out her golden saber, slicing the lower part of your abdomen just above your pubic bone, placing her hand inside, pulling from you your physical uterus, cutting it. Feeling your grief immediately, allowing yourself to begin to cry. She empties the contents on the side of the river. Taking inventory of these contents. There may be other people's energy. If you did in fact have an abuser, he or she may be there. The events that have been held in your uterus come alive. What can you no longer hold space for? What do you need to release that you might have not released on your own? Any unresolved relationships, anger, frustrations, anything that you tried to create but you simply couldn't quite create it, regrets. Thank you. The goddess hands you a torch, a lit torch with fire on the end. It is your responsibility to release the contents of your uterus, placing each one on fire, watching them all burn to the ground. The ashes flying away as if they were never there. Feeling your power begin to return to you. You gave your power away to these events, these people, these situations. You learned from each one, becoming a woman. Releasing them. The goddess places her hand on your head, asking you to kneel down in the river of life blood. The womb area ripped open, the life blood begins to flow, cleansing your second chakra, cleansing you where your womb once was. For now, you will remain in that cleanse until after your surgery. If you have already had your surgery, you may move on to the next meditation. If you have not had your surgery yet, we ask you to remain here in this meditation with the goddess in the river of life blood, being cleansed until after your surgery. Once your surgery is complete, our recommendation is to move forward to the next meditation, returning here. For now, love is sent. without constitution, dear physical angel.